This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Day two of the Republican National Convention, kicking off at Milwaukee's Pfizer Forum with the theme, Make America Safe Again.
Wisconsin's 41 Republican delegates are among the more than 2,000 in attendance from every state, along with them thousands of police, journalists, and volunteers.
We're bringing you the voices of Wisconsinites sharing their experiences at the convention. Producer Mackenzie Crummy was inside the security perimeter yesterday.
She talked to volunteer Robin Moore of Brookfield, who's been a Republican delegate at two conventions. This is her first as a volunteer. Moore said volunteers help in a lot of different ways.
We're helping with the flow. Like this morning, I directed people who were coming in through a checkpoint for security, like I mentioned. And so it was just, you know, I just took charge because it was early and there were not everybody was there yet. So I was like, okay. You know, we had people without bags, people with bags, and people with all the media gear. And so they got it set up and we got people in and flowing. So we just want to make the experience, you know, a little easier for people, being the first time in the city, you know, being the first time at a convention, and just want to have a good time.
Did you have any fear or hesitation after Saturday, after the attempted assassination?
Myself, no. I know enough people in the Wisconsin Republican Party to know all of the, you know, good work that's going on behind the scenes. I know these people, and so I trust them. My family, on the other hand, I've gotten a lot of phone calls.
They're worried for you.
Yeah, just concerned. But, you know, I think that because that happened, you know, I can't imagine somebody trying something at this point, because security is just so good. I mean, there are so many officers from all around the country that are here putting themselves here to help keep the convention goers and, you know, the media and our delegates and our elected officials safe. And I do feel very safe.
Can you give us an idea of what security is like? Like, what does it take to get into the building? You know, a random person off the street cannot just walk in here.
So there is that soft perimeter and then a hard perimeter. And I did help volunteer this morning at the hard perimeter for media. And it was strict. There are dogs sniffing every media case that came through, every backpack that came through. It was Secret Service, it was TSA, it was, you know, then local police officers and us volunteers helping to keep everybody patient, because it takes time. But I think people understand that's what it's going to take, you know, to make sure that they don't miss a thing.
At a nearby hotel, Wisconsin's delegates had breakfast and mingled in the lobby. Delegate Barb Bittner grew up on a dairy farm in Chilton and now is a business owner.
This is her first convention. Bittner said she was in shock when her friend messaged her about the assassination attempt on former President Trump, but she believes Americans have more in common than they think.
You know, I've always had a strong feeling about the divisiveness in our country, especially over the last couple election cycles. It's gotten more and more out of hand. And for me, what I find is I have a lot of Democratic friends. So when I talk to them and I talk to people that are on the other side of the aisle from me, I find that individual people outside of the media and the politicians, we really have the same goals. We want safe communities. We want good education. We want opportunities. And we're not as divided as people think we are. So it's hard for me to watch the division on television and hear it, because I know on the ground that that's not the case. And I think that we need to change the discourse in this country. I would like to see more people be willing to actually discuss their ideals and their thoughts on politics without coming to yelling and shouting or shutting down the conversation. We have to be able to talk to people. And I think if we can do that with each other, we will find we do have a lot of common ground and we're not as far off as the media and the politicians who are trying to win elections would like us to feel.
Keep listening. This week on Wisconsin Today, we'll be bringing you daily interviews and updates from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
And with the Republican Party meeting in Milwaukee this week, we turn our attention to a local faith leader who's getting influence in some GOP circles.
Milwaukee area pastor Matthew Turella leads Mercy Seat Christian Church. Turella's anti-abortion activism has reached members of former President Donald Trump's team and some Republican lawmakers who have invited him to speak at events around the country.
Wisconsin Watch and ProPublica are reporting on Turella's views, often seen as extreme, and their rising acceptance in conservative politics.
Phoebe Petrovic is an investigative reporter at Wisconsin Watch. Her latest article is called The Gospel of Matthew Turella, How a Militant Anti-Abortion Activist is Influencing Republican Politics. Phoebe, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, give us a sketch here of who Pastor Matthew Turella is. What is he like?
Yes, so Pastor Matthew Turella is a Milwaukee area pastor based in Washington County who in the 90s and 2000s had a reputation that preceded him as one of the most militant anti-abortion activists in the United States. He was known for blockading clinics, calling churches to form militias, and even defending the murder of abortion providers. Fast forward to today, he is considered a thought leader among the far right that is increasingly gaining acceptance and embrace among mainstream Republicans. And he has done this by touting this doctrine that claims that government officials have a God-given right and duty to defy laws, policies, and court opinions that they believe violate God's law.
This book that you're referencing published about 10 years ago, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. What is the core concept here that is becoming more influential, that's gaining traction?
So what Turella is doing in this book is taking a 16th century Protestant doctrine that he refers to as the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. This is something that emerged from the Protestant Reformation in a time of religious wars, when Catholics and Protestants were killing each other, and when the church and the state were much more intertwined. And it's part of something that academics call Protestant resistance theory. That's something that they debated and thought about for over the centuries. When is it okay for someone to resist a tyrant, to kill a tyrant even? Mm-hmm. And Turella takes this and says that he argues that this has been something that the American framers utilized during the American Revolution. Scholars say that that's just not true. And he says that this is something that is appropriate and justified for use in America today, from your school board member and your county commissioner to police officers and to sheriffs, all the way up.
You examined Turella's influence in a Republican stronghold being Waukesha County and the Republican Party of Waukesha County. What did you find?
Yes, yeah, so we found that Waukesha, the Waukesha County Republican Party has a number of pretty strong ties to Turella. So they have invited him to speak twice in official Waukesha GOP events. One of the first of those was actually two local candidates when they were sort of kicking off their new races. And so he came to speak on this doctrine to say, hey, as local candidates, this is your right and duty. You should take this Christian doctrine into your work in our secular government. And the second time he spoke at Waukesha, he talked about secession and said that potentially county commissioners might in the future need to secede because, quote unquote, the country is breaking apart. The Waukesha County Republican Party also sells the book in the office. It's the only book that they promote on their website. They have an entire page dedicated to it. And they also have ties to members of his church, including someone who is currently facing a felony charge for making a bomb scare against LGBTQ folks at an LGBTQ event. And so I've asked the Waukesha County Republican Party about this. And one of their members, a grassroots director, told me, I've never even heard the name of Turella, even though his social media profile showed that he had promoted Turella's event four times. The executive director declined an interview. She claimed that they only had one interaction with Turella, even though she's on tapes talking about the second event, saying that it was so amazing. And she didn't get back to me to clarify that discrepancy.
We're talking with Wisconsin Watch reporter Phoebe Petrovic. Her latest piece detailing the rising political influence of a Wisconsin pastor, Matthew Truella. Phoebe, Truella's ideas have come up among conservative activists challenging election results. Has that been part of his own activism, or is it, other thought leaders applying Truella's concepts and principles in other ways?
Yeah, that's a really important question. So it seems that for the most part, this is other people taking Truella's work and bringing it into other areas of activism. And this is why extremism researchers that I spoke to identified Truella as a thought leader, as someone who's creating the ideological religious justification for some of these far-right causes. So a really prominent activist, booster of election denial conspiracy theories, has taken Truella's book and made it the basis of his 29-state tour. I think it was 55 stops all across the country, where he is urging people to tell their local officials that they should not certify election results because the machines are inherently untrustworthy. I asked Truella about that when I interviewed him, and he seemed, kind of pleased that his ideas were getting out there, but he hasn't taken that activism up himself, other than to say in sermons and to me that he does believe the election was stolen. And of course, there's no evidence to support that.
And these sermons in the Milwaukee area taking place at a local hotel, where do things go from here for Truella? What are you watching for?
I am watching for really what happens with the election, and if there are counties, communities across the country that refuse to certify election results. We have already seen that, and I'll be interested to see if these are places where that activist has come. I'll also be interested to see if there's a skirmish around whether or not to certify the results at the national level or to decertify, like we saw last year, if people are invoking the doctrine of the lesser magistrates, as some state lawmakers did last year in efforts to refute certification or decertification.
Phoebe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Phoebe Petrovic is an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch as part of ProPublica's local reporting network, and she was with us to share her reporting on Wisconsin pastor Matthew Truella and his influence on Republican politics.